From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Cooperative Extension, which is conducting a survey of farmers located in Virginia within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This is an opportunity to tell your story of what you're doing to improve soil and water quality. The voluntary survey is found at ext.vt.edu or your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Corn harvest is now underway across the eastern United States. In Tennessee, 44% of the 2025 corn crop is already off the field, while in North Carolina, that number stands at 45%. Some of the highest quality corn is being found in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. McDonald's recently announced they're investing $200 million in regenerative agriculture practices. A news release from the company says that McDonald's serves more than 90% of Americans every year, and they recognize their responsibility to help safeguard our food systems for long-term viability. One of the focus areas will be on improving soil health and water quality on cattle ranches. And the All-America Dairy Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is now in the books. Congratulations to Chloe and Claire Lamb. They exhibited the Supreme Grand Champion Cow this year.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. I guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Morristown, Tennessee. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WJDT FM 106.5 in beautiful Morristown, Tennessee. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us that the best sermons are lived, not preached. That's Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.